Excellency, Director General, world leaders, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to attend this very important summit. I personally have attended two previously, and this is the first time that my country has had the honour to address this distinguished assembly. I believe we come with very important messages. Papua New Guinea is a country that many of you will not know of, have never been there. It's the largest country in the South Pacific group of nations. And we are emerging to be quite an important player in certain areas, particularly in minerals. We're richly endowed with resources. Our main economic exports are in agriculture, particularly palm oil, coffee, cocoa, coconut, rubber, tea, are very important fisheries, one of the most important tuna fisheries on earth. Forestry. Our country has received praise and condemnation for the way that we manage our forests. We have the third largest natural rainforest left on earth. Some 30 million hectares of rainforest. Overall, our economy has performed well due to high commodity prices, and prior to the financial crisis that started in 2007 with an annual growth of real GDP ranging from 3.3% to 7.2% in 2008. Our future, our economic future, looks bright. Food security in my country is worrying. As my counterpart, the Honourable Minister from Australia, said that food must be allowed to move. 87% of the population in my country is involved in agriculture at various levels, ranging from subsistence farming to economic farming. The greatest difficulty we have in Papua New Guinea is moving food. Our people in the rural areas are kept relatively poor because we cannot move our food. We have large areas, growing urban areas in the country where the people are kept poor because of the unavailability of food. We must find ways to move food. That is the most important message regarding food security I can present to you this morning. The global recession adversely impacted on our economy, but not to the extent that it did in many other nations. Our other problem that we face is the lack of genuine understanding. And I think previous leaders from some of our developing nations have spoke of this problem, the problem of the developed nations working in a cohesive, unified way to benefit the recipients of their aid. We face huge problems in my country with this, with nations with the best of intention trying to assist us and not understanding and not communicating with us. And I think this is a problem that is ongoing. We are not short of food. We are not short of food. We come from a country of islands, mountains, various climates. So we are not short of food. Despite sometimes we have climate irregularities, we still have food. But as I said, the biggest problem we have is moving food. We have in place relevant policies and plans and strategies to deal with our food security situation. And this includes our Papua New Guinea National Food Security Policy, which now is in its 8th year, and we expect that policy to be updated next year. I suppose when it comes to food, as Agriculture Minister in my country, I could speak for more than 5 minutes, but I will restrict myself to this short time. Again, I'd like to thank you for inviting me and giving my country the honour to represent you, be represented here. Thank you very much.